I'll start. This is a continuing dictation on Jerome Balcom, B as in boy, B-O-L-C-K-O-M, B-O-L, I'm sorry, B-O-L-K-C-O-M, B-O-L-K-C-O-M. Date of birth is 7-17-59. I already started with the first paragraph. Patient, date of visit was 5-1-23. Next paragraph, chief complaint was COPD and persistent cough for 5 weeks. Next paragraph, history and illness. This is a 63-year-old male who has had an episode of bronchitis 5 weeks ago. Was coughing off some thick whitish mucus and was treated with a course of steroids and is on a Flovent inhaler twice daily. The patient also uses the albuterol inhaler as needed and Singulair. And he has been improving over the past 2 weeks. And denied any chest pains, fevers, or chills, or night sweats. He had a CAT scan done on 4/19/23, which showed a 2 millimeter nodule in the right upper lobe. And mild aortic calcified plaque and central lobular emphysema, mild. The patient had no prior history of pneumonia and denied surgery. He has mild hyperlipidemia and hyperglycemia. Next paragraph. That history includes history of chronic bronchitis and depression and anxiety and hyperlipidemia. Next, habits: the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 40 years. Alcohol use occasional. He's presently retired and worked as an attorney previously. Next, family history: father died of throat cancer, mother died of Alzheimer's. Next, med list: single air 10 milligrams daily, Flovent HFA 110 micrograms, 2 puffs BID, Ventolin 2 puffs PRN, Lexapro 10 milligrams daily, and Cialis 5 milligrams as needed, atorvastatin 10 milligrams a day. Next, system review. The patient denies fatigue, fever, or weight loss. Fever or weight loss. He does have glaucoma and cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has shortness of breath and no significant cough presently. No abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, no diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. He has mild depression and anxiety. And he has joint pains, muscle stiffness, no seizures, but has headaches and no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This middle-aged, moderately overweight white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallid cyanosis, icterus, blood pressure 140 over 80, pulse is 84, respiration is 20. Temperature 97.6, weight is 212, saturation 96, HEND are non-stalic pupils reactive. Sclera with clear throat was mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Next up, no bruise in the thyroid, enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds. And scattered visas in the upper chest. Heart, the absence of irregular, sonorous, to no murmur, no estuary. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor absent. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number one. COPD and chronic bronchitis with reactive airways. Number two. Right upper lobe lung nodule. Number three is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Now the patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, CBC, and IgE level. He was also advised to get a polysomnographic study and continue with a flow and HFA, 110 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID. Ventolin HFA, 2 puffs as needed. Weight loss was suggested, and a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Can you please add, the patient will need a follow-up chest CT in 3 months to evaluate the lung nodule. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. James McDonnell, MCDONNELL, acute sarc disease.